The two major presidential candidates used sharp criticism of each other to defend their positions on the war in Iraq and nuclear threats posed by Iran and North Korea. The town hall debate in Nashville allowed Senator McCain a chance to renew his support for U.S. military forces in Iraq, while Senator Obama repeated his opposition to the war. McCain said his military and Senate experience have well prepared him to face tough decisions, more so than his opponent.
And my judgment, I think, is something that I'm a record that I'm willing to stand on. Senator Obama was wrong about Iraq and the surge. He was wrong about Russia when they committed aggression against Georgia. And in his short career, he does not understand our national security challenges. We don't have time for on-the-job training, my friend.
Obama attacked McCain for supporting the war in Iraq and his proposal to keep U.S. troops in the country until security conditions change. He said his opponent has been wrong from the start.
When Senator McCain was cheerleading the president to go into Iraq, he suggested it was going to be quick and easy. We'd be greeted as liberators. That was the wrong judgment. And it's been costly to us.
Obama said the continued military effort in Iraq has distracted from major security challenges in Afghanistan and Pakistan. He also accused McCain of being too supportive of possible military strikes on Iran and North Korea.
Senator McCain, this is the guy who sang Bomb, Bomb, Bomb Iran, who called for the annihilation of North Korea. That I don't think is an example of speaking softly.
McCain said his approach to foreign security issues is to speak softly and carry a big stick, echoing the words of former U.S. President Teddy Roosevelt. He said a tough stance is needed, especially with Russia.
Ukraine right now is in the sights of Vladimir Putin, those that want to reassemble the old Soviet Union. We've got to show moral support for Georgia. We've got to show moral support for Ukraine. We've got to advocate for their membership in NATO.
Obama said U.S. support and financial aid should extend to other former Soviet areas, such as Latvia, Estonia, and Poland.
But we've also got to provide them with financial and concrete assistance to help rebuild their economies. Georgia, in particular, is now on the brink of enormous economic challenges. And some say that that's what Putin intended in the first place.
Both candidates agreed that Iran and the continuation of its nuclear program pose serious challenges to the United States and the country's next president. McCain said he would lead multilateral efforts to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons.
I want to make sure that the Iranians we put enough pressure on the Iranians by joining with our allies, imposing significant, tough sanctions to modify their behavior.
Obama also said he supports a variety of international sanctions against Iran, but he broke with Senator McCain and President Bush in saying he does not oppose direct talks with Iran and North Korea.
When President Bush decided we're not going to talk to Iran, we're not going to talk to North Korea, you know what happened? Iran went from zero centrifuges to develop nuclear weapons to 4,000. North Korea quadrupled its nuclear capability.
Senator McCain has repeatedly criticized Obama for his openness to meeting with the leaders of Iran, North Korea, and other hostile nations. In less than a month, U.S. voters will decide which candidate will take over those security and foreign policy issues. Brian Wagner, VOA News, Nashville, Tennessee.